Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 118, numéro 118. Today we are going to talk about the French National Day, la fête nationale française. It is also known as Bastille Day in English-speaking countries, but in France we just call it le 14 juillet. Le 14 juillet, literally July 14. Now, I'm going to share a little bit about what le 14 juillet is all about in France, and then I'll share some related words and phrases. And as always, I've got a cheat sheet for you so you can follow along with the words while hearing them. All the links you need are in episode notes on your podcast platform. Now, in France, as well as in French territories and French communities around the world, we celebrate le 14 juillet to remember an important moment in French history, the storming of la Bastille, or as we say in French, la prise de la Bastille, on July 14, 1789. And if you don't know, la Bastille was a prison in Paris. Now, this is the event that marked the start of the French Revolution, which again was obviously a significant turning point in French history. Now, July 14 is a public holiday in France where people may or may not choose to participate in different activities to celebrate. So all over France on that day, there are parades, and there's a large military parade called Le Défilé Militaire on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. And in the evenings, there are concerts, fireworks, events, etc. And if you are visiting France, especially Paris during this time, it is also worth mentioning that there are often special discounts and sometimes even free access to certain museums, events and historical sites as well. And if you want to know more about this and what to do on July 14, you can check the link that I've included in the episode transcript. It is from a website called Paris Je T'aime, and it has information in English and French. You can, I think, choose the language about parades, fireworks, dances, and other events in Paris on that day. So check it out if you are interested. All right, now that we have discussed what le 14 juillet is, or Bastille Day, let's learn some related vocabulary. And as always, I'll give you a sentence in French so you have some context as well. Let's start with le 14 juillet. That's the 14th of July, or also called in English-speaking countries, Bastille Day. Le 14 juillet. Le 14 juillet, on célèbre la fête nationale en France. On July 14, we celebrate French National Day. Le 14 juillet, on célèbre la fête nationale en France. La Bastille, de Bastille. La Bastille. La Bastille était une prison située à Paris. The Bastille was a prison located in Paris. La Bastille était une prison située à Paris. La fête nationale, French National Day, la fête nationale. La fête nationale est un jour férié en France. French National Day is a public holiday in France. La fête nationale est un jour férié en France. Les feux d'artifice, fireworks. Les feux d'artifice. Les feux d'artifice illuminent le ciel dans de nombreuses villes en France le 14 juillet. Fireworks light up the sky in many cities across France on July 14. Les feux d'artifice illuminent le ciel dans de nombreuses villes en France le 14 juillet. Le défilé militaire, military parade, le défilé militaire. Le défilé militaire a lieu sur les Champs-Élysées. The military parade takes place on the Champs-Élysées. Le défilé militaire a lieu sur les Champs-Élysées. Le bal des pompiers, firefighters ball. Le bal des pompiers. Après le défilé, il y a le bal des pompiers, un événement festif organisé par les pompiers. After the parade, firefighters organize an event called the Firefighters Ball. Après le défilé, il y a le bal des pompiers, un événement festif organisé par les pompiers. La Révolution française, the French Revolution, la Révolution française. La Révolution française a commencé en 1789. The French Revolution began in 1789. La Révolution française a commencé en 1789. Le drapeau tricolore, tricolor flag or the French flag, le drapeau tricolore. Le drapeau français est bleu, blanc et rouge. The French flag is blue, white and red. Le drapeau français est bleu, blanc et rouge. La Marseillaise. La Marseillaise est l'hymne national de la France. The Marseillaise is the national anthem of France. La Marseillaise est l'hymne national de la France. And if you want to hear what the Marseillaise is, you can just go on YouTube and just type La Marseillaise and you can hear it. I am not going to sing it for you. Les bals populaires, public dances. Les bals populaires. Les bals populaires sont une tradition du 14 juillet. Public dances are a tradition on July 14. Les bals populaires sont une tradition du 14 juillet. La prise de la Bastille, storming of the Bastille, la prise de la Bastille. La prise de la Bastille est un événement important de la Révolution française. The storming of the Bastille is an important event of the French Revolution. La prise de la Bastille est un événement important de la Révolution française. And last one, liberté, égalité, fraternité. Liberty, equality, fraternity. Liberté, égalité, fraternité. Liberté, égalité, fraternité est la devise de la France. Liberty, equality, fraternity is the motto of France. Et voilà, that wraps up this episode. I hope you enjoyed learning about what le 14 juillet or Bastille Day is. And I will chat with you next week. À bientôt. Bye.